Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light Forceful Tease. This file plays somewhere in town, in public. A busy shopping street, in fact, although perhaps a little less busy than normal. But there are other people about, walking, doing their own things, having attention on their own thoughts, their own problems, their own ideals. They have no idea what you and I are doing here. See, for us, going into town isn't just for shopping, for looking at pretty things through window panes. No, it's a whole different kind of entertainment. When we go out and about, there's something naughty that can happen. And what makes it especially interesting is that this naughtiness isn't always what you expect. Sometimes it's the familiar whispered words in your ear, where soft sentences stroke across your ego and tempt you to give in to all those delicious desires that deprive you of your thoughts. Other times it is more physical, touches and teases that nobody else notices. All it takes, after all, is a bit of timing and making sure that your body obstructs whatever I do to you. Most of the time, this kind of teasing is more subtle, more gentle. Other times, however, it is a lot more forceful. All it takes is just finding a corner in a store and then suddenly push you against a wall, pinning you in place and then whispering in your ear, "I could do anything I want right now," and letting you go, almost able to hear your heartbeat, your quickened breath, almost no one saw us, and anyone wondering has nothing to see. Will I do it again? Will I push you or tease you as easily as I just did somewhere else? It doesn't take much. A sudden grip in the back of your neck with a squeeze is enough to let you know how easy it is for me. And yet it fades away just as quickly as it appears. After a while, I also notice that you're getting distracted in different ways, worrying about who sees you, about who notices what you go through. So then I also pin your attention to me with just a snap of my fingers, making sure that you stay with me, that your attention is on me, making you stare deep into my eyes as I stare you down. And then just smile and walk away again, making your mind feel just as confused as your body was earlier. It doesn't take much. Just a few moments in between innocence. Another store, another corner, and a quick push and you're standing faced against a wall, unable to move anywhere, my knee pressed against your lower back, and a firm feeling of helplessness as I bite your neck for a moment and then just let you go again. It all took 2, maybe even less seconds, but the effect echoes so much deeper. Now pay attention. You were here to find something pretty, remember? You wanted to find it today, so we're here for you to make sure that you find and you get what you need. As soon as you turn around, a quick spank is enough to remind you that almost anything can happen when done subtly. Although in certain ways I don't really care what other people are thinking, as long as I don't do anything too overt while they're watching. Actually, I pay very close attention to our surroundings, making sure that every moment that you're vulnerable, only you know what you're going through. And a few sneaky whispers in your ears goes a long way to keep you on edge. I could do anything. Doesn't take much to caress in certain places with my fingers to really get you going. And of course, a little pinch helps remind you how easy it is. Now pay attention. You were supposed to look for something, remember? Or you pay attention to me. Now, of course, it would be, well, too easy to just drift into trance here in the middle of the store, but no, you're going to stay right there and continue looking. Or maybe we should move to the next place. Walking along the street, almost dragged behind me, knowing that you feel so sensitive and so helplessly pulled. And yet, I walk as if there is nothing happening at all. The only difference between a completely innocent walk in town, and this is the subtle glances you see, and the sometimes less subtle grabs in the back of your neck, with just a hint of fingernail to let you know that it's easy to tease you. All you want right now is for me to take you somewhere where I can actually do anything and everything that I want to you. All you want is to be away from here, to be in private, so that you can show how much you're feeling, how much your body is aching, craving, helplessly needy. But we're here, walking in town, as I keep pulling you deeper. Another store, another option, another opportunity to press you with your back against a wall and place a hand on your chest, pressing down, smirking, and moving away again. I know you want more, but you also have no choice. There's nowhere to escape, because I have your mind completely. As soon as you turn to look for something, doing your best get a grasp on your mind, you feel my hands grabbing your waist and pressing my fingernails in your sides and letting my breath feel against your neck. It would be so easy to bite you again. But no, no, this is much more fun. The more you yearn for it, the more you have that aching, craving desire to be bitten. The more fun it is to make you wait until I choose it. I've noticed that your walking is less smooth than before, and perhaps a little more stilted, hesitant, as if you're not sure what to do anymore. So I grab your neck, pull you towards me, and bite for a moment before pushing you back and making you continue walking. You know, you have to be careful. You can't make a scene. You can't let the people know how much you're enjoying this. You can't let them see the blush on your cheek or that deep glow that you're feeling in other places. You have to pretend that everything is fine and normal, even though you want me to just snap my fingers and take your mind far, far away from here. Well, not yet. No, you'll just have to drift and float out here, seen, watched, noticed if you do anything too wild. So try not to moan. I grab your neck quickly from behind and pull you just to whisper in your ear. You want it so bad. And then walk away again, leaving you to browse whatever you're looking for right now. Even though your mind can't really come up with what that was. You know, every moment that I tease you like this, you just fall deeper for me. You get dragged into that state where everything is another reason to drop. And every word, every feeling is another direction to drift. Maybe you can stay awake through all of this, or maybe you've lost your mind long ago. Regardless, I'll still have my fun. I will still be able to tease you wherever and whenever. Just as we're about to walk out of the shop, I stop you not too far from the doors, grab your wrists, and stand in front of you. Again, a moment of deep, intense stare. I know what you want. And I squeeze your wrists with my hands firmly so you can feel how stuck they are, how powerless you are, how easy it would be for me to do more. Then I let them go, making you want so much. A few more steps outside, and it is time to pick a direction. I wonder what we'll choose. Do we go deeper into town, leaving you with this lust over and over again, driving you crazy? Or do we go to a private place where you can be taken even more? I don't think I'm going to make it that easy for you. I don't think I'm going to let you know which direction we're choosing. You'll just have to follow me and hope that eventually you'll get what you want. I simply walk, and your confused mind has no option but to follow, deeper and deeper. And before you know it, you're lost even more. In a moment this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll have no choice but to return to the waking world. Regardless of whatever happens, I'm sure the frustration will only grow stronger. Enjoy for now.